Jane Street commits 13B to Crusoe's AI cloud infrastructure. Crusoe, the energy and data center company that built its early business on flare gas Bitcoin mining, has reportedly signed a cloud computing contract with trading firm Jane Street worth about $13 billion. Bloomberg reported the agreement on September 3, 2026, citing people familiar with the matter, and noted that the projected revenue depends on two contract extensions plus an option for additional compute capacity. The number is large enough to reframe how the market thinks about crypto-adjacent infrastructure. Jane Street is one of the most active market makers in crypto, a top holder across several ETF products, and a firm whose trading engine runs on enormous quantities of computation. Crusoe is one of the clearest examples of a company that started in mining and rebuilt itself around artificial intelligence. A deal this size ties those two threads together. From gas flares to GPU racks, Crusoe's original pitch was capturing stranded natural gas at oil well sites, gas that would otherwise be burned off, and using it to power modular Bitcoin mining rigs. That model gave the company cheap energy and a foothold in high-density computing. Over the past 2 years, it has pivoted hard toward AI data centers, the same physical ingredients, power, cooling, land, and racks of chips, pointed at a more lucrative tenant base. The Jane Street contract is the strongest signal yet that the pivot has an institutional buyer willing to commit at scale. Reported revenue near $13 billion does not arrive as a single lump sum. Per the reporting, it is contingent on Crusoe delivering capacity and on two separate contract extensions, with an option layered on top for more computing power. Treat the headline figure as a ceiling that assumes everything goes to plan, not a booked number. Mining balance sheets meet AI demand. The economics behind this are the same ones reshaping the mining sector broadly. On the same day this deal surfaced, separate reporting described another Bitcoin miner walking away from a mining site in favor of an AI arrangement that could top $1.2 billion. Iren's AI cloud revenue overtook its Bitcoin mining revenue earlier in 2026, and Bullish's USD AI facility has been financing GPU loans. The through line is that companies built to monetize cheap power and dense compute are finding that AI tenants pay more per megawatt than block rewards do. For Crusoe, the appeal of a counterparty like Jane Street is credit quality. Mining revenue swings with Bitcoin's price and network difficulty. A multi-year contract with a large, profitable trading firm converts volatile hash rate income into something closer to a predictable lease. That is a meaningful de-risking for a capital-intensive business that has to finance data centers years before they generate cash. The trading firm's angle Jane Street's side is less about diversification and more about supply. Firms of its size run vast internal compute for pricing, risk, and increasingly machine learning. Securing roughly $13 billion of capacity with an option for more is a hedge against the scarcity that has defined the AI hardware market. Bitcoin traded at $82,700 as of September 3, 2026, up 6.2% on the day. But this contract is not a bet on crypto prices. It is a bet on the cost and availability of computation. The crossover matters for anyone watching where crypto-native capital flows next. Jane Street already sits atop holder lists for products like XRP ETFs and posted record trading revenue earlier this year. A firm that made its name in markets is now underwriting physical infrastructure, and it is doing so through a company that crypto miners would recognize as one of their own. Second-order effects worth tracking. Contracts of this scale change financing conditions across the sector. If Crusoe can point to a Jane Street anchor tenant, its cost of capital for the next data center falls, which lets it bid more aggressively for power and land. That competition pushes marginal Bitcoin miners further toward the same decision. Keep mining or convert megawatts to AI tenants who pay in dollars rather than volatile block rewards. None of this is confirmed by either company. The figure comes from unnamed sources, and the revenue assumes extensions that have not happened yet. The direction of travel is the story. Crypto's power and compute infrastructure is being repriced by demand that has nothing to do with mining, and the buyers writing the checks are the same trading firms that built liquidity in crypto markets.